welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I appreciate you being here. My name's Michael, and I'm the host of this program. And so otherwise, it wouldn't make any sense why I would be talking to you. I really do appreciate you being here, and I'm glad that I'm here, and I'm glad that Spirit's here. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we wonder if Spirit's even aware of us, and, you know, and I think that sometimes, but I know without a doubt that Spirit is aware of every situation in our lives and knows right where we are and knows what's going on with us, even if we don't see that. Our brains, my friends, want to convince us that we're alone, you know, that it's just you and me against the world. And if that was true, then, yeah, we'd all be depressed and we'd all be a little out there and screaming and yelling if we thought it was just you and me against the world. But it's not you and me against the world. It's you and me in Spirit working together to change the world. You know, it's us working together to change the world. When I started this program a long, long time ago, you know, I Spirit told me, you know, hey, Michael, I want you to go on Blog Talk. At that moment in my life, first of all, I didn't even know what Blog Talk was. And I didn't understand how Blog Talk worked. And it's sort of like, you know, sometimes we think that the same way with Spirit. We don't always know how Spirit works, but we know it works. You know, we always know that Spirit's right there, or at least we try to know that. You know, there are days, I know, that you wake up and you think, man, you know, where's Spirit? Does Spirit even know about me today? Do they even care what I'm going through right now? You know, I've gone in the back of my yard and I've screamed at the top of my lungs, where are you? And every time that I've done that, maybe I didn't get an answer right then, but I would get an answer later. You know, that little tingly feel or something would catch my eye and I'm thinking, okay, Spirit's there. You know, the one thing, we expect sometimes Spirits to answer us in a certain way. You know, I don't know, maybe we expect trumpets to blow, maybe we expect, you know, the earth to shake, I don't know what we expect sometimes. But I think that sometimes it's not what we expect, and then we think, okay, well, Spirit's not listening. But that's not true, maybe we're not listening. Maybe we're not looking at the signs that Spirit is trying to show us, you know, to talk to us through. Something for you to think about as we begin the show. That was all free. That didn't cost you anything. The card actually today comes from my very first deck. And it's the Healing with the Angel deck. Well, it was my very first Oracle cards actually. And maybe we'll talk about some of that today. We'll see where Spirit leads us. If you would like to be a part of the program and you're sitting there thinking, okay, how can I talk to this guy? I'm going to tell you how you can talk to this guy. It is 347-327-9316. You pick up your phone and you punch in those numbers. Again, those numbers that you punch into that phone would be 347-327-9316. And you get to talk to Rose. And Rose, thank you for helping me today. Short notice with Rose. Actually, I was going to be on later today, but Spirit told me to be on right now. And I do my very best to listen to Spirit. And so... Rose, thank you for helping me with short notice. But you get to talk to Rose, and it's 347-327-9316, and then she'll get you on the switchboard, and then you get to talk to me. But the card today, you're patiently waiting for, I know. You hear that drum roll, sort of? Okay. Is the miracle card. And I want to talk about that for a minute. You know, what are miracles? You know, again, I think that, you know, it's our belief systems of, you know, miracles are big or, you know, big things. But maybe miracles are really actually little things. Something for you to think about. You know, I believe that we are living in a time of great miracles. And the one thing I want to talk about really quick is, you know, I believe that spirit gets us to a place in our lives that we have to give up. You know, that we realize that we can't do it by ourselves. That, okay, it's not you and me against the world. There's something bigger. And most of my life, I've always known that there was something bigger than me, something out there or in me or wherever it was at that moment in my life. I didn't know for sure. But I know now that it's in me, and I know that it pushes me forward on those days that I just go, you know, we all have those days. But, you know, it just keeps pushes me forward. And it, and in some ways, it's that miracle. You know, it's that, okay, you know, keep me moving. Keep me moving towards my dreams or towards where Spirit wants me. You know, I was thinking today, and I don't know who said this. Maybe somebody can help me with this. I know it's a quote. And I think it's from Buddha, but I'm not sure. So if I'm wrong on this, please forgive me. But, you know, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. You know, and we're all on a journey, but it takes us stepping forward, stepping towards our miracles. And the one thing that I would tell you in the metaphysical world, the one thing that I'm learning as I go on this journey with you, is to get my expectations out of the way. You know, of saying, okay, you know, like today. Maybe you have expectations today of how today is going to unfold for you. And maybe already it's not unfolding according to your expectations, but maybe your expectations isn't totally Spirit's expectations for your day today. You know, I woke up this morning and I found the song that I just played, and I love that song. And, you know, and in that song, I felt Spirit just hugging me and loving on me and saying, hey, you know what, Michael, you know, keep moving. Keep taking that one step. You know, it's that one step towards a better day, one step towards a better life, one step towards your miracle. And a lot of times we're missing Spirit because we're expecting Spirit to work in a certain way for us. You know, that's one thing that Spirit was talking to my heart today about already, you know, of our expectations. And then we get disappointed. And then we go into depression because things are not working the way we think they should work. One thing I've learned on my journey in the metaphysical world is Spirit moves in ways that maybe we don't always understand. And I know it's happened in my life many times. You know, many times I'm like, whoa, wow. You know, because Spirit likes to surprise us. Spirit likes to you know, go, hey, here. You know, I am aware of what's going on in your life. And I love you and I care about you. That's what Spirit wants you to know as we start this program today. Okay? Talking about starting the program, we didn't start this yesterday with prayer, but we will start today with prayer. And so let's go ahead and go to prayer. Then we'll take your calls, 347-327-9316. And we already have one call ahead of you, but 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just pause right now and we just thank you, first of all, for the miracles that you are performing in our lives right now in this now moment. We might not see them, we might not feel them, but we know that they're happening. Father, Mother, God, you know right where we are right now. You know our problems right now. You know what is going on with us. And that's awesome. And Father, Mother, God, you're working in our lives. We might not always see it, but you're working in your time to benefit us, to move us towards a higher mark, towards a higher goal. And we thank you so much for that today. Father, Mother, God, just teach us to trust you better. Just teach us how to to lean on you better, how to love you better. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for the miracle of breath right now, of my life right now. And that's a miracle in itself, of breathing in and breathing out. And I thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for what you're going to do through me right now as I move totally out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. And I so much thank you for that. I thank you for not just the gifts inside of me, but I thank you for the gifts inside of those that are listening to me right now. Maybe they don't always understand what's going on inside of them. Maybe they don't always understand the gifts that are inside of them, but they're there, just waiting to come awake, waiting to come alive, to resurrect and to be what they should always be, is that wonderful being that's already that they are. They just forget that sometimes. And Father, Mother, God, let us bust out of that cocoon today and become those beautiful butterflies that you want us to be. And let us soar higher than we've ever soared before. Let us be the light that the world needs right now. And Father, Mother, God, let us be the change that we want to see in the world today. Surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for my listeners as always. I thank you for what you're about to do in their lives, not through me, but through you. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for that. And I say namaste, and I say amen, and I say hello to Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I just like to have a general reading, if you can give me one.
Okay. Yeah. Let me go ahead and pull some cards here for you. I'm using my Healing with the Angel deck today, and so I'm going to pull.
Wonderful.
Yeah. The first card that pops up here, and I don't know if something's going on with you, but the very first card I picked up here is the forgiveness card. I don't know if there's somebody that you need to forgive and to let some things go, but that's the first card that's popped up here. And so it might be something for you to really focus on, okay? A lot of times unforgiveness, maybe towards ourselves even, maybe there's something that you need to forgive yourself for, but that's the first card that's popping up here. And so maybe there's just something that you want to look at here that might be holding you back a little bit, okay?
Okay.
And maybe as we go on here, maybe we'll see what this is talking about. But the next card is the friendship card. Is there a friend around you right now that maybe is having some problems? Because I keep seeing somebody around you that might need to talk to you. Maybe you, I keep seeing a female presence and like a close friend. Maybe there has been some distance between you guys, but at one time you're really close. Is there anybody like that?
Yes.
Okay. So you might want to reach out to her today. And you know, give her a ring or something, because I keep seeing her, and it just feels like that she needs you to reach out to her, and so you might want to do that later today, okay?
Okay.
And the one thing, the next card is the power card. Spirit wants you to stand in your power, stand in the spirit within you. It feels like that in the last couple of days, maybe you've been a little shaky. Is that true? Because I keep feeling.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels like that you're slipping a little bit. Not a whole bunch, but just a little. Okay? And so we don't want you to get really worried and think that you're slipping all the way back, but just a little bit. And so Spirit wants you to step back into your power. You know, it just feels like that you bought into somebody else's stuff about you, or I don't know what that is, but it just feels like that you're letting somebody else's opinion about you affect you. And the major opinion that matters in your life is what Spirit thinks of you, and Spirit thinks you're awesome. So, so a lot of times, you know, we forget all that stuff because we're worried about everybody else in our world. And
mm-hmm.
So you focus on yourself and stand in your own power. And it also feels like that somebody's trying to pull you into something or push you into a situation that you don't really want to go into. And maybe this is why the power card is popping up here. Does that make any sense to you? It just feels like,
yeah.
Okay. And so what you need to do if you don't really want to do this is I would just stand in your power and say, no, I don't really want to do that. You can say no nicely. We don't have to be mean when we say no. But we don't also have to do stuff that we don't really want to do. And I feel like a lot of times you're in a place where you just say yes when you don't really want to say yes. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I would really stand in your power and just, you know, look at what you really want in your life, what you really want to pull into your life, and stand in your own power, and hopefully that helped you today. But I definitely would reach out to your friend because I keep seeing her, and I really feel like that she needs you to talk to her today.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Carol. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. Okay. I have open lines, 347-327-9316. I'd rather talk to you than anything else, so I can't force you to call me. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number. Man, you know, it's just good to be back on air, first of all. I have been off air for a while, and it's just good to be back on air. And, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine before the show, and, we was talking about, depression. Something that we talked about yesterday on the program. But my friend and I were talking about it, and what are the signs of depression? What are the signs of depression for you? When you feel yourself slipping back a little bit, and when you feel yourself going back into the past, what are the steps that are there telling you that there's a problem? Because there are warning signs. It's sort of like, let's look at it this way. Okay, right now we're getting ready to go into tornado season, okay, into storm season. Okay, there are, in most towns, unless you live out in the boondocks somewhere, most towns have warning systems in place, okay? Warning systems are there to tell you there's an approaching storm. Please listen to what Spirit wants to talk to you about, okay? So there are warning systems in place to tell you when a natural storm is coming. Okay, they go blow out. You know, they're really loud, and that there's a problem. Okay, or your TV starts going. You know, the National Weather Service has issued this. Okay, but your body, please listen. Your body has a built-in warning system to tell you that there is something wrong with you, physically and spiritually. Okay, a lot of times, physically, the first thing that you're going to feel when there might be something going on with your body is you're going to get a headache. Okay, not every headache that you have is telling you that there's something wrong. But most of the time, a headache is the first sign that there's an issue. Either you're stressed out or there's something going on. You're going to get a headache, okay? That's your first warning sign, usually, okay? And there are warning signs spiritually that you might be, you know, having some problems. Maybe you're just, you wake up and all of a sudden you just feel, man, I don't want to get out of bed today, okay? That might not be normal for you. Usually a warning sign is something that is unusual for you. Or it could be a pattern. It could be the same thing that you go through all the time. You know, for me, when I deal with stuff, there are things that are the same every single time. And there are warning signals. Sometimes I don't pay attention to them. And you're going, why? And I can answer that, but, you know, just like you, there are times that we just bypass those. We know not to do it, but we do. You know, we're human still. We're at least in human form, anyhow. And so, so we have to pay attention to the signals that are going on. So how do we recognize them? How do we know what's going on with us? Okay, the one thing that I'm going to start doing, and I would suggest that you do this too, is I'm going to start keeping a journal or a book and write down what I'm feeling, especially you know, maybe negative things, you know, like okay, you get a phone call and all of a sudden you start hearing your voice in your head saying, hey, you know what, you're stupid. Okay. First of all, let's not talk like that to ourselves, okay? But a lot of us have been programmed to talk really negative to ourselves, and we need to change that, okay? Spirit wants us to change that majorly. So the one thing that I would suggest you pay attention to is that self-talk that you do to yourself on a regular basis, okay? Because we're talking to ourselves all the time, okay? In one way or another, we're saying something to ourselves. So what are we saying to ourselves about ourselves? And then the other thing that Spirit really wants us to look at is what are we saying or how do we view the world around us? Okay. So let's look at two things here. Okay. First of all, how do you view yourself? What is that self-talk that you're doing to yourself all the time? Is it more negative or is it more positive? Unfortunately, for a lot of you, I would feel like that it's a lot more negative. Okay? So, you know, I'm not getting on to you. Spirit's not getting on to you. We just change it. Okay? When we find something that we don't like about ourselves, what do? We change it. Okay? We go, okay, I don't like this about me, so I'm going to change it. Okay? So what we do is we change it. And how do we do that? Good question. All right? How we do that, it's a process. Okay, we didn't learn. I mean, it took us really a long time to learn to be negative. It's going to take a little bit of time to change that programming. Okay? And I think that's what frustrates us sometimes, is we think, for some reason, I think, and I was talking to my friend about this, is that I think sometimes when we think that we're spiritual, all of a sudden, we think, well, the world's a wonderful place, and the birds are singing, and the sun is going to shine every day, and we're not going to have any problems anymore. Well, my friend, that's absolutely not true. Okay, spirituality gives you hope to keep moving forward, but it's never promised that you're just going to have a wonderful life every single day of your life. Okay, that's unrealistic, actually. But it does give you hope to continue through those bad days and towards those good days. Okay, but right now we live in a world that's imperfect. So because we live in an imperfect world, we're going to have imperfections. If we lived in a perfect world, then we wouldn't have imperfections. But right now, we live in an imperfect world. Our world is not perfect. But someday, that will change. Someday, we won't have imperfections. Some days, we won't have bad days. Someday, we won't have depression that we deal with. Someday, we won't have anger. Someday, we won't have pain. Someday, we won't have killing. Someday. But right now, we live in an imperfect world. So we're going to have imperfections. But we can deal with imperfections by not, you know, wallowing in them. By not looking at all the negatives, but finding those positives. And even when you're having a negative day, please listen to what Spirit wants to say to you. When you're having a negative day, when you're down there, in that pit, and trust me, I've been there. I understand that. When we're in that pit, when we think, you know, we feel that darkness just engulfing us, even in those moments, there are good things going on. You're just so engulfed in the darkness that you're not seeing the light. Okay? So even in that moment, there are miracles going on that you're not aware of because you're just in that state of mind of, okay, you know, it's just me against the world. And sometimes we think the world's winning. Excuse me for a minute. A frog or something in my throat there. But, you know, a lot of times we just are so stuck that we don't think that there's any way out of being stuck, and there is a way out. You know, I had a friend one time that said, you know, I'm sick and tired of being tired and sick. And I know a lot of you listening to me right now are looking for that miracle, and you're going, well, Michael, when is it going to happen? I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and I just don't see it. But my question to you, my friend, is this. Let's go back to the talk that you're doing to yourself, and then your view about yourself, and then your view about the world around you are two important things here, okay? How you feel about yourself affects everything around you, okay? If you don't love you, then how can you love me or Rose or Sharon or George or Pete or anybody else? So the first thing we got to learn in our journey is to have unconditional love. And unconditional love means unconditional love, not to set restrictions, not to set, okay, I love you if you do this for me. Spirit doesn't work that way, okay? And as a spiritual being housed in a human body, we are finding it very hard to be able to love. I think the biggest problem that we have on our planet right now is loving ourselves and loving the world around us, because if we can't love ourselves, then how can we love the world around us? Okay? There's a scripture in the Bible that says, you know, love thy neighbor as you love yourself. Okay? So how can we do that if we don't love ourselves? Okay? So I think the biggest problem with our world right now on every level is that we don't know how to love. Okay, so the first thing that we need to learn is how to do that. Okay, and that begins with you and me. Begins with us, loving us. Okay, that's a big one, and it's hard for some of us, because for some of you listening to me right now, loving yourself is a new concept, and a lot of you didn't grow up with love, unfortunately, and I'm really sorry about that. I mean, I grew up in a home that really, you know, didn't show that, you know, too much. And so when I got onto this path, when I found spirituality, or spirituality found me, I don't know what comes first here, the egg or the chicken or the egg. I don't know what found who, but I'm just glad something happened. And so... But you know, spirituality is not a new concept. It's an old concept, and it's always been here. It's like air. Air's been here. Spirituality's here and been here. You know, I think that through time, again, our brains have misconfigured or, I don't know, done something, and got us to think that spirituality is something that we can't reach or something that is impossible, but it's actually in you. Yeah. And when I first realized that, I was like, what? Because, you know, I grew up in church, and I was taught that, you know, spirituality or God or whatever is out there somewhere in, you know, the sky or wherever. And I thought, you know, and it was like I was so separate. Okay, please listen. It felt like I was so separate from that it was impossible for me to reach that, because, first of all, my brain couldn't even wrap around the concept of that. And I was like, okay, what? And I was reaching for something that I felt like was unreachable. Okay? Because I thought, you know, in church, and a lot of times, you know, they teach that we have to be perfect, that, you know, you can't screw up, and if you screw up, then you're going to go to a bad place, and, you know, bad things are going to happen, and something in a red suit is going with a pitchfork is going to burn you forever. Okay. So so, you know, I was like, what? And because I thought, okay, if God is unconditional love or Spirit's unconditional love, then, okay, the whole concept of punishment to me was a little confusing. Okay. And so let's get back on track, okay? That was all free. That didn't cost you anything. All right. So I was reaching for something that I felt was unreachable. And then all of a sudden, one time in my life when I really went on this journey of questioning and going, okay, something doesn't seem right to me. It feels like I'm missing something, missing the mark. I'm not getting it. And in that moment of questioning, I found the answer. Or the answer found me. And all of a sudden I heard a voice, because I said, where have you always been? Where are you? And I think a lot of you holler that sometimes. You go, Spirit, where are you? Where are you? And Spirit wants you to know this, what they told me. And when I got this, my friend, it's really helped me. So I'm going to give you something that really helped me. And it's very simple. And it's very easy. And it's this. Spirit said, when I said, where are you? Where have you been? Spirit said, I have always been within you. I want to say that again. I have always been within you. Let's say it one more time. Spirit said, I've always been within you. You know, there's a scripture that says, I am with you always, even into the end of the world, the end of the earth, or whatever it says there. So, I am with you always. So, if Spirit's with us always, then we're a spirit within us. Okay, I want to say it again. I am with you always. And if that is true, then Spirit is within us. When you let that sink in, when you get that into your spirit, you know, when you let that soak in there, you're going to realize that you are a spiritual being. You always have been a spiritual being, always will be a spiritual being, because you are spirit in a human body moving towards a world ahead of you. You have chosen to come on this planet at this time to be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. And so, I'm going to be quiet for just a second because I want that to sink in. I want you to really understand what just was said. Is that you're a spiritual being. In the Bible, there's a scripture that says your spirit will move on because your spirit was given to you and your spirit returns unto your creator. Okay. You are and always will be one thing. You are a deity right now in jeans and a t-shirt, having a human experience. That's what you are. And that's awesome. When we really get into that place, when we get past over human stuff, let's talk about our human stuff, okay? Our human stuff will tell you that what I just told you is a bunch of malarkey. Okay, that's your human stuff. That's not your spirit stuff. Okay, your human stuff is your human thinking, your human emotions. That's your human stuff. Okay? Yeah. You know, I wish that we could just be spiritual beings in a spiritual form, and then we wouldn't have this human body, and then we would have that perfect world. But, you know, we have a human body that is imperfect, okay? Your human body is not perfect, okay? Unfortunately, for some of you, that might be, you know, I don't know. But, you know, but you're not perfect. you're imperfect. And but that doesn't mean that we can't reach for perfection. That doesn't mean that we should just give up. That means that we just keep on pushing forward. And that we accept all of us. And I think that that's what happens sometimes. We talked about that yesterday a little bit, about accepting all of us. You know, those imperfections. We all have them. You know, maybe you don't like the way your nose looks, or maybe you don't like the way your ears look, or maybe you think your arms are too long, or maybe, I don't know, maybe you think you're too fat, maybe you're too skinny. And we go on and on and on and on. And I think that a lot of times we're focusing on the imperfections and we're not focusing on the things that are perfect about us. I think that, you know, we live in a world that I think a lot of times focuses on the outside of us and not focuses on the inside of us. And if you don't think this is true, look at Hollywood. Look at, you know, the magazine covers. And you know, we're focused on something that we shouldn't focus on. And it's not the outside that matters. What matters is their inside. Our spirit self. The true you. The true identity that you need to identify with is the spirit you. Okay, and how do you do that? Good question. How you do that is through meditation, you know, being quiet. Your mind and my mind chatters constantly. You know, it goes back to that self-talk that we were talking about earlier. You know, we're always talking to ourselves, or we're talking about the world around us. Okay, there's two things that we talk about. We're talking about ourselves, or we're talking about, you know, the world around us. So the one thing that I want you to do today is really pay attention to what you're saying about you. Okay? Pay really attention to that self-talk today. And look at, okay, is it positive or is it really negative? And then I want you to look at where some of this is coming from. Okay. If you're some of your self-talk is like this, please listen to some of the self-talk that sometimes I used to do. I don't do now as much, but I used to have a really negative opinion about me, but I don't really have that anymore as much. And so that's a good thing. But back in the day, you know, I would sit around and say, "Okay, Michael, you're no good. You know, you're stupid, you can't learn, nobody would want you around them." Do you hear that? Okay, then no wonder I was depressed, if that was what I said to myself. So I had to change that. I started changing it by saying, "You know what, Michael? Yeah, you're smart, you're intelligent. People would love to hear you talk and would love for you to be around them because you're an awesome person. You are funny and you are just lovely." Did you hear the difference there? It was hard to begin with to change that because it goes back to belief systems. It goes back to other people talking to us. You know, maybe you didn't grow up in a very positive home. Maybe you grew up in a very verbal, abusive home. And then you're still verbally abusing yourself. Well, stop it. So, you know, and like I said, it's a process, my friend. It's not going to happen overnight. And I think that's where we get disappointed because we think it's instant. But it's not instant. It's a process. It's a changing the way we view ourselves and the way we view our worlds is a process. And some, if you look at some of the way you view yourself and the way you view your world around you, has been taught to you. It's over and over and over and over been ingrounded in you. So it's going to take a while to change some of that. It's changing the programming. And the only person that can change that is you working with your spirit guide and you working with the spirit within you to change that. If I can do it, you can do it. Okay? So, hey, there was a day that I didn't like me. I like me now. I mean, I actually love me now. And that's awesome. And that is, yeah, when you can say that, that is like, whoa. It's like, man, yeah. And so I really do love me. And so, but, you know, the one thing that I would tell you, and we talked about this yesterday, we got to lighten up on ourselves a little bit. We think that spirituality means that we got everything together and that, you know, we're not going to have bad days anymore and we're not going to feel anger. We're not going to feel these things. We are going to feel them. They're emotions. We are emotional beings. I mean, there's emotions inside of us, okay? Your human body has emotions. Your spirit being doesn't have those emotions, but your human body is very emotional, okay? Some of us more than others, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. It's just a part of you. Remember, we love all of us. No matter what, okay? That's unconditional love. So right now, some of us are a little emotional. Some of us, you know, have, you know, things we got to work on. But that's okay. Because if we didn't have nothing to work on, we'd be bored because what would we be doing? So, you know, look at it this way. You got something to work on. All right? Let's talk to Jacqueline. I think I said your name right. Hopefully I said it right. Hi.
Yes, Jacqueline. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Appreciate you calling in this morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing?
I can't complain. I think the sun is trying. It was raining earlier, but I think the sun is trying to poke out here, so that's good. So how can I?
That is good. I wanted to see if you could shed some light on what Spirit is saying about finances for me coming up. I'm looking for part-time work, and I have a few other things that I'm starting up as far as, you know, selling some of my creative gifts, but I'm still looking for part-time work. Do you see what's coming out for me?
Okay, because the first thing I want to talk to you about, Jacqueline, is I keep seeing like a business, like your own business, and maybe this is the creative side of you that comes out and like that. But I really feel like that there is a business that you are going to have, and I feel like that this is going to be more, you know, towards the end of this year and then more into the next year where this thing would really take off. But there's something
right.
really about. Because I definitely see a lot of creativity inside of you and more that it wants to come out. You're not allowing all of it to come out. So there's a lot of creativity inside of there just waiting to bust out of you. But you see some part-time jobs opening up for you. I would say actually in April. I would say next month, but I just want to be sure that you understand that it's April. And so...
Okay.
And so I definitely do see a job popping open here, I would say in a couple of weeks. This would put you about mid-April is what I'm seeing. Now, there is a full-time job. I will tell you, a full-time job does come into picture here. You know, it's totally up to you if you want to take it. There is a full-time job that is popping up on your path here. It looks like it comes to like mid-summer, so this would look like about July here. Where there would be an opportunity for you to work full time, but it would take a lot of your time. I will tell you, this is a job that would take a lot of your time, and you know, it's totally up to you if you take it. But I do see part time job. I do see your financial situation improving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there is an opportunity for full time work coming about July.
Okay, that sounds good. However, I said part-time now. I could do full-time for summer. See, I'm in school full-time and trying to finish.
Right.
So, yeah, that's why I was, you know, I could do full-time in the summer, but I was looking more part-time so maybe it could continue,
yeah.
You know. But it's good things are coming up.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, your path looks really good financially no matter if you take this full-time job or if you don't take this full-time job. There is an offer that does come up. I really feel like that you're going to lean more towards part-time just because of your situation right now and where your life is going and stuff like that. And like I said, this is not a big factor on your spiritual path. It really doesn't affect your spiritual path that much. So your financial situation does keep improving. I really would focus on business with you because I keep seeing business with you. You're like your own business. Okay?
Right. Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. Yeah, that's what I want to do. But, you know, you have to have money to get it going.
Yeah, I totally understand that. And, you know, I wish we could just, like, you go outside and there's money falls off trees. But it just
exactly.
doesn't
happen.
Unfortunately, right now we live in a world that evolves around that dollar thing. Someday it won't so much, but right now we got to have money to move forward. But definitely see it coming into your path, and I appreciate you calling in today. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so very much, and you have a great day.
You too. It was nice talking to you. Bye bye.
You too. Bye
bye. Let's talk to Kathy. Let's keep things rolling here. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. How are you today?
How can I help you?
I feel like, I've been on my spiritual journey for about a year now, over a year. And I feel like things are starting to move. I was just wondering if you could verify it.
Things are not just moving. Things are about to take off. Definitely moving in the right direction. In the next month, here, as you go into April, you're really going to see a lot of movement in your spirituality. And it's going to be this, like this huge ride for you throughout this year and then next year, definitely, to see more positive. I don't really see anything negative. Of course you're going to have some bumps. That's just normal. But I don't see what I mean by negative. It's a major thing that I'm talking about. So that's good. I kept seeing a for you. Are you thinking about moving?
When I retire, yeah, to Florida.
Okay, yeah, that would be a good move when you do retire. I do feel like that's a good move for you.
Really?
Yeah. So, I feel like that, yeah, and plus you're going to find property down there pretty reasonable. So that's something, they want you to be aware of. But in the meanwhile, keep on doing what you're doing. I don't see any problems. Let me go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick, okay?
Okay.
The Guardian Angel card pops up here. Spirit just letting me know that you're protected and you're watched over. I don't know, maybe you've been feeling a little uneasy, but your Guardian Angel's here saying, hey, I got your back and I'm watching over you. The next card I pulled, Ideas and Inspiration. I talked to the caller right before you about creativity. I believe everybody's creative. I believe that sparks inside of there. Something about journaling or writing.
I don't do enough of it. Yeah.
Okay. I would definitely focus on that. I don't know if you've ever thought about writing a book, but I keep seeing a book with you. I don't know if you like to read. I keep seeing books around.
I read a lot. I have tons of books, tons of CDs.
It was like I kept seeing like walls of books around you, and so
with my spiritual journey, yeah.
Right, yeah, and that's good, because you're a person that I can feel that just likes learning.
I do.
And just like soaks up knowledge, so continue doing that. The next part, healing. Definitely, right now there's a lot of healing on your spiritual journey. You've done a lot of hard work getting rid of some stuff, some baggage from your past, stuff like that, hurts and stuff like that. The next few months for you is going to be a time of healing. April and May looks really healing for you. Not just your spiritual healing, but your physical healing as well. I don't know if you're not feeling good, but I keep feeling like a little bit, maybe a virus or something. Just like you maybe don't have the energy you used to have. I don't know.
I don't. Yeah, you're right. I've been going to an acupuncturist and a cranial sacral specialist.
Right. Yeah. That should be really helping you. And so the other thing that would help you would be herbs. That would help you. But I do feel like that there is going to be, you know, April and May are still going to be a little iffy here with your energy. But I feel like that as you go into these months and as you go into June, you're going to have a lot of energy in the summer. I feel like that your energy is really going to peak in the summer here. So you know, just keep doing what you're doing and hanging in there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
See you. Bye-bye. All right. We have open lines. We'll take a few more calls. 347-327-9316. If you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. Let's talk about ahead. We are moving forward, and we will be on air. We won't be on air tomorrow. Tomorrow is Easter. We won't be on air tomorrow. We're not usually on Sundays anyhow. Our show's going to be on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, okay? I'm going to give you times, okay? Mondays and – okay, let's do it one day at a time. That way I don't get confused. All right, Mondays, we're going to be on at 10 a.m. Central. Okay, Wednesday, we're going to be on at 1 p.m. Central. Fridays, we're going to be on at 10 a.m. Central. Saturdays, we're going to be on at 1 p.m. Central. Okay, so let's do it again. Monday, 10 a.m. Central. Wednesday, 1 p.m. Central. Friday, 10 a.m. Central. And Saturdays at 1 p.m. Central. All right. All right, that's our new schedule. You know, I've been talking about changes with the program, and this is part of some of the changes. The reason for these changes, I'm going to try it for a while. We have a lot of listeners in the UK and all over the world. And, you know, when we're on at 6 o'clock at night, that's really late for them. And so... So we're going to definitely be making some changes here. So that's part of the changes. Another part of the change is I'm going to be teaching more. We're going to start a series, actually, pretty quick. And we're going to be talking about abilities, psychic abilities to begin with. You know, like clear seeing, clear hearing, clear feeling. What are those? And how do we develop them? You know, and how do we accept them? You know, there's different gifts, but the same spirit. And so we're going to really be talking about for a while. Because one thing that I learned when I was in Springfield a couple weeks ago, people kept coming up to me and they were talking to me and saying, okay, well, you know, I see things, but I don't know how to see better. I don't know, you know, I might be hearing things, but it sort of scares me. So I really feel like that for right now, a lot of us are going through that. You know, the one thing that I will tell you, the veil between our world and the spirit world that lives right beside us is thinning. And so a spirit activity is getting increasing. Okay. They're not wanting to scare you. But they're definitely, you know, increasing activity. All right. Okay. Let's talk to, 219. Could you say your name for me, please? Hi.
Andrea.
Hi. How are you? How can I help?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm having a little echo problem. I'm good. So how can I help?
Oh, no. Okay. Okay, could you hear me better now?
I can hear you a lot better now. Thank you. I appreciate it. How can I help?
Well, I was, you know what, I'm new to this, so I just called in today. Just generally, if you have anything to say for me.
All right, all right. Well, so is this your first time calling in? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Appreciate you calling in, and I'm welcome to the program. You feel very nervous. When I'm picking up on your energy seems really nervous. It's like you're really concerned about something or something like that. It just feels like you're just – when I'm tapping into your energy field, it just feels a lot of nervous energy around you. Are you a nervous person?
Nope. Actually, I'm supposed to be having surgery, and I'm debating. I don't think I want to go under – I'm afraid to go under the – You know.
Yeah, that might be what I'm feeling this nervous energy around, because there was something that you're really either nervous about or really concerned about. The surgery, I will tell you, the one thing that I'm picking up with this, and I can understand, you know, your nervousness and stuff like that. I've been at surgeries and I was nervous too, so I understand that. But I really would advise you to have this. I do feel like that things are really going to go well. I also will tell you that this is definitely needed, okay? So that's what Spirit wants you to know. They're really concerned about you not thinking that you're going to do this, because this is something that you really need, okay? And they understand you're a little apprehensive about it and you're a little afraid of this, but it is going to be okay. This would actually prevent something else from happening, and that's what we want for you. We want you to have a whole life and a healthy life. But they understand. Mm-hmm. But you've got guardian angels that watch over you and take care of you, and they're not going to let nothing happen to you, okay? But my advice to you would go ahead with this. This is what I'm feeling from Spirit. But let me go ahead and pull some cards for you really quick, okay?
Okay.
Right now you're going through a time of spiritual growth. There's a lot of, you know, just trust right now. You know, I think that what Spirit wants to say to you today is trust. You know, trust them that everything's going to be okay. Especially with this surgery that you're getting ready to go through or considering right now. And really look at the options. I got the study card. And, you know, the study card, you know, look at, you know, learn about this surgery. You know, learn, you know, do some research on this. When I surgeries in the past, I'll go to the internet and I'll look up all the medical stuff I can learn, and that helps me. So that might help you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For you to think about, okay? And then surrender and release this to Spirit. You know, just say, okay, you know, I feel like that this is necessary. You know, the doctors are telling you it's necessary. And so what I would do is just surrender and release it to Spirit and say, hey, you know what? I know you guys got me. You haven't failed me before. You're not going to do it now. But my advice to you is to go ahead with the surgery, okay?
Okay.
It's totally up to you. You're the one that has to go through it. But a lot of the fears, I think, you know, like I said, Spirit wants you to really look at this, study about it, you know, maybe talk to other people that have gone through the same thing. And
it's,
you know,
minor.
Yeah.
It's a minor surgery, yeah.
But the thing is, even minor surgeries can scare the daylights out of us. But
you know, I'm afraid of being put to sleep.
Me too. I mean, it's like, okay, that's the part. You know, I wouldn't mind them cutting me open, but it's that putting me to sleep thing that sort of scares me. So I can understand that. But, you know, the Spirit's got you, and it's going to be okay, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Hopefully I've helped you today, and, you know, keep moving forward, okay?
Thank you so much. You have.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Appreciate you calling in. All right. Anybody listening to me today, or maybe you're listening to the show archived and you're going, man, you know what, I would like to get a full reading from this guy. How do I do that? Well, I'm about to tell you how to do that. You can go to www.spirituallyawakening.com, and over there, right now, I think there's only one page over there right now. But the information you need is right there on that front page, and it says book a reading. And if you book a reading, it will take you to another site that will walk you through some steps that you need to take, and then it's going to ask you to pay, which would be nice. And so right now my prices are on sale. They will continue to be on sale through April. They will be going up on May 1st. I will tell you they will be going up. So right now they're on sale. My prices are reasonable compared to a lot of others out there. So I would just consider it and think about it and pray about it. And then, you know, if you're feeling like you're supposed to, then go ahead and set up a reading. www.spiritualawakening.com. I do have time today if you would like to set up those. All right. You can get hold of me by email. If you would like to do that, you can get hold of me by email by writing either insightswithmichael@ymail.com, or you can write spiritualawakenings@gmail.com. That's spiritualawakenings@gmail.com. Be sure you get the S in there. Okay. All right. Those are information things for you. It's been awesome. I hope you've enjoyed the show today. You know, the one thing that we have to look at in recapping here is our opinions about us and our opinions about our world. And a lot of those have come from outside of us, have come from, you know, our parents or teachers, maybe friends, their belief systems, their things that we've learned. And we can unlearn them, but it takes time. And it takes work, but it's worth it. It's worth the effort, okay? Because I've changed a lot. I mean, a lot have I changed. And so, I mean, and I'm still learning. I'm still learning every day, just like you're learning every day. And, you know, I struggle every day like you struggle, but I don't struggle as hard as I used to, and I'm thankful for that. You know, maybe, you know, the one thing that I don't really call them struggles. I think that we need to change that. I call them learning experiences, and maybe they're learning different things about us. You know, I might not be going through the same thing you're going through today, but, you know, I might be going through something that wants to teach me to trust better, to lean on spirit more, to know, you know, something about me that needs to be changed. Maybe something's popping up. Maybe I feel some anger and I'm going, okay, where's this anger coming from? And so, you know, we got to look at those things. You know, it's those warning systems. Remember, I talked earlier on the show about warning systems. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, if we're feeling anger, okay, that anger is trying to tell us something. It's trying to say, okay, there's something wrong. You know, there's something that we need to work on, and maybe we need to get rid of something. Maybe you have some resentment towards your parents or something, and you've been carrying this around, you know, your whole life. And the question is why? So, okay. So we wonder about that. You know, we think about that. All right. That's just something that we do. All right. Rose, can you do me a favor and check the number that just called in, please? Really quick here. But, you know, we have to just trust spirit. And a lot of us, you know, that's hard for a lot of us because a lot of us have trust issues. When I first started on my journey, yeah, I had trust issues. Okay. All right. And so, you know, I had a lot of problems. But, you know, I've learned over time that Spirit loves me and beyond anything that I could ever imagine. And that's a good thing. Yeah. And it's really cool. You know, I think the one thing that I would leave you with today is this, is, you know, it's been really cool for me to really get to know me. And what I mean by that is I think a lot of you listening to me today maybe don't know you. You know, spend some time with you. Get to know you. Do you know that Michael He's really a nice guy, and he's funny, and he's lovely, and he's awesome. You know, maybe my outside is not perfect, but my inside I'm working on. And my inside, my spirit me, is what will continue forward and continue on, and you know, and that's the most important thing. You know, this took me a long time to really to enjoy being with me. But I really enjoy being with me and hanging out with me, and you know, it's really fun. So, all right. I appreciate everybody that called in today, and I appreciate everybody that's listened today, and I would thank you for being a part of the show. And if you're new to Blog Talk, or maybe you're new to my program, I want to say thank you for listening today, and come back. I do have a Twitter account. You can find that information here on the Blog Talk show page, and you can follow me over on Twitter. All right. And you can do that. And we appreciate you being a part of the program today. All right. We say hi to all the people in the UK that do listen to us, and I would like to say hi to you. And thank you so much. There's some awesome readers in the UK. We actually had one here on the show, and Aaron, and so he's actually in the UK, and we appreciate his gifts and his abilities and all that stuff. All right, we are done today. We're not taking any more calls today, but I do appreciate you calling in, and we're done. I feel like we are, so I'm going to say goodbye. And we will be back on air Monday, and I'm looking forward to talking to you then. 10 a.m. Central will be that program, and so we will be looking forward to you then. All right? Thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio today. Have a wonderful day, and be you. I'll be me, and together we'll get there. We'll talk to you later. All right? Let's go ahead and close out with this song. All right, bye-bye.
1, 2, 3, 4. Moving down the line comes a train of sorrow, crossing on your heart and mind, where it stops a while. You can buy your ticket now for a sad tomorrow. It's a long way down the line till you find your way. Hold on and we can make it together. Sunshine is gonna clear up the weather. Better days are coming. From day to day, someone's there to watch us. You can ease your tired soul if you raise your head. Riding over rocky ground makes you kind of wonder if you're gonna make it last through another day. Hold on, we can make it together. Clear up the weather. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. Time for a celebration. There'll be a new tomorrow. Time for a jubilation. Jump off the train of sorrow.